Title: Stretch Jungle Rewind Moment for Sunrise Set Emotion in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper jungle rewind moment in Ableton Live 12, but with a sunrise set emotional twist. Not just stop and reverse. We're going for wide, warm, nostalgic, cinematic, and then a clean, hard return to the drop that feels even bigger because you stole the air right before it hits. This is intermediate level, because we're going to do some printing, warping with intent, layering, and a little automation choreography. It's all stock devices, and the mindset is sound design plus arrangement impact. This rewind is basically a mini drop that controls the room. Before you touch a warp marker, think like a DJ for a second. The rewind only works if the audience can latch onto one recognizable event as the thing being pulled back in time. I call this the rewind anchor transient. Usually it's a snare flam, a vocal consonant, the last crash, or a very recognizable break fill. Zoom in, find that anchor, and commit. Everything we stretch is built around making that moment feel like it's collapsing. Step 1. Choose where it happens in the arrangement. Go to Arrangement View and locate the last 1 to 2 beats before the drop, or 1 bar before the drop if you want the classic move. At 174 BPM, 1 bar is already a lot of drama. 2 bars is ceremony. For sunrise vibes, I usually like 1 bar into the drop for a standard rewind, or 2 bars if you want it to feel like a full emotional reset. Pick your signature element. Vocal chop, ragga stab, break fill, or that final snare plus crash. If you're using classic breaks like the Amen or Think, grabbing a recognizable snare fill is almost cheating in the best way, because people's brains instantly know what's happening. Now, clean workflow. Print a rewind source. The reason we print is because you usually want the rewind to affect a whole section of your mix, not a bunch of individual tracks. But we also want control, especially in the low end. So here's the move. Route your drums, music, atmos, vocals, basically everything that's part of the pre-drop energy into a bus. Call it pre-drop bus. Keep your sub on its own bus. Literally separate it. Sub bus. The big rule: don't warp your sub with a tape slowdown unless you really love messy, flabby, unpredictable low end. For most drum and bass, it just turns into mud. Create a new audio track named Rewind Print. Set audio from to your PRE drop bus. Set monitor to in. Arm it. Then record 4 to 8 bars that include the moment before the drop. Even if your rewind is only 2 bars, print extra so you can choose the best slice. Now you've got a single audio clip that represents the pre-drop energy. Minus sub. That's your canvas. Next, build the tape slowdown. This is the heart of the rewind feeling. Duplicate that printed clip, and we'll do the slowdown on the duplicate. Make sure warp is on. Then set warp mode to repitch. This matters. Repitch is the one that behaves like tape. As time stretches, pitch drops. If you use Complex or Complex Pro, you'll get algorithm stretch. It can be cool, but it doesn't scream rewind. Repitch screams rewind. Now the actual slowdown move. Place a warp marker right at the start of your rewind phrase. For example, exactly 1 bar before the drop. Place another marker right at the drop point, where you want the music to slam back in. Now grab the marker at the drop and drag it later in time. What you're doing is forcing the audio to arrive late, so it drags, slows, and sinks in pitch on the way to that end point. A practical target: stretch 1 bar into 1.5 bars, or even 2 bars for a dramatic pull. Don't overthink the number. The goal is the emotional read. Oh, it's happening. If it becomes unrecognizable soup, pull it back and try stretching only the last half bar. And quick coach note here, add microfades when you start slicing things up. If you cut clips tightly, Live can click, especially once you reverse or stretch tiny pieces. 2 to 10 milliseconds on clip edges saves you from hunting random ticks later. Now let's make it sunrise. The slowdown is the foreground. The sunrise emotion is the smear. Duplicate the printed clip again and name this one Rewind Smear. Set warp mode to texture. This mode is perfect for turning a tiny moment into a blooming pad-like atmosphere. Set grain size somewhere around 80 to 140. Bigger grain sizes feel smoother and more pad-like. Set flux around 10 to 25 so it moves a little, like air, but doesn't turn to gritty sand. Now choose a tiny region like the last eighth note or quarter note of a snare, crash, or vocal tail and stretch that tiny slice out to 1 or 2 full bars. This is where you get that frozen time shimmer. Mix-wise, treat it like a mid-ground layer. It should bloom under the slowdown, not take over. Fade it in gently so it feels like it emerges as time stretches. And here's a big sunrise-specific trick. Emotional color often comes from top-end management, not just huge reverb. So on the smear, Consider an EQ move, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz, so it doesn't fog the low mids. If it gets abrasive, dip a bit around 2 to 5 kHz. Then if you want that sunrise air, a gentle lift around 10 to 14 kHz can be enough. You're aiming for warm and cinematic, not harsh and washy. If you want it to sit even more like a pad, add chorus ensemble very subtly, slow rate, low amount, then a reverb around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, with a high cut so it stays soft. Now, we add the classic reverse suck into silence. This is the inhale before the exhale. Take a short chunk right before the stop, a crash, a vocal tail, even a reverb tail if you have one. Duplicate it, then consolidate so it becomes its own neat clip, and hit reverse in the clip view. Put reverb after it. Set decay somewhere around 3 to 6 seconds. Size around 80 to 120. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz so it's not fizzy. Dry slash wet around 15 to 30%. You want it to feel like a vacuum pull, not a big wet haul. If you want the extra pull forward illusion, resample or freeze and flatten that reverb tail, and then reverse again. That gives you the classic whoosh into the stop feel, like the space itself is being sucked into the drop point. Now the most important part that people skip. Silence. Cut everything for a short gap before the drop. Even an eighth note can work. A quarter note is dramatic. Half a bar is massive and risky, but when it lands, it's insane. That gap is the hold your breath moment. Without it, a rewind often just sounds like stretched audio. With it, it reads as intention, ceremony, crowd control. Now we have to make it hit. Because if you blur time and pitch, the drop must feel clean, focused, and physical when it returns. First, impact layer. Create an audio track called Impact. Use an impact sample, or make a quick one. White noise into autofilter sweeping down, then reverb, resample it, trim to a tight transient. Place it exactly on the drop. Second, sub-discipline. Keep SUB bus muted throughout the rewind. Bring it back exactly on the drop. If you want the drop to feel like it grabs early, bring it back a 16th note before the drop, but be careful, that can spoil your silence if you overdo it. The whole point is contrast. Third, protect drum punch. On your drum bus, use drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, depending on how hot your drums are. Boom at 0 to 20. But in DNB this can get heavy fast, so be subtle. Transients plus 10 to plus 30 will help the drop snap back into focus after the smeared rewind. Put a limiter after, just catching peaks, not crushing the life out of it. Now let's sell the illusion with automation. This is where it stops feeling like audio editing and starts feeling like time bending. On the PR redrop bus, or if you're brave, on the master, but I recommend the bus add auto filter. Use a low pass filter, maybe 12 or 18 dB slope. Automate the cutoff downward as the rewind slows. This makes the rewind feel like energy is being pulled away from the top end, like the world is closing in. Add a little resonance, 5 to 15%, if you want character, but keep it tasteful for sunrise. Too much resonance turns it into a sci-fi whistle. On your rewind tracks, add utility and automate width. Start wide, like 120%, then narrow it as you approach the silence, 60%, then almost mono right before the gap. Then snap back to normal width at the drop. This is a psychoacoustic trick. Wide to narrow makes the drop feel wider even if you didn't change the drop at all. Quick safety check. Test mono compatibility right before the drop. Throw a utility on the master temporarily and set width to 0%, just to make sure your rewind doesn't vanish. If your smear is too facey, reduce stereo effects or narrow it a bit. Add echo for rhythm and forward motion. Put echo either directly on the rewind track or, better, on a return so you can automate send amount. Set it to quarter note or eighth dotted for that jungle swing. Feedback around 15 to 35%. High pass the echo around 200 to 400 Hz, so it doesn't mess with your low end. Automate dry slash wet or send up during the rewind, then hard cut it at the silence. That cut is important. You want a clean black frame right before the drop. If you want an advanced vibe that keeps momentum at 174 while the source slows down, try a polyrhythmic echo spiral. Set echo time to 3/16 or 5/16 instead of a straight division. Filter lows out even harder, like 300 to 500 Hz high pass. It creates this spinning tail that moves forward while the main audio falls apart. Now, jungle-specific spice, break-aware choices. If you're using breaks, let the rewind catch a recognizable fill. Right before the slowdown begins, you can also use beat repeat very briefly, like a tiny stutter that naturally leads into the tape drag. Set beat repeat to an interval of 1 bar, grid at 1/16, chance around 30 to 60%, and use the filter to remove lows. You don't need it the whole time. You just want that quick trip that cues the rewind. Let's talk lane hierarchy, because this is where a lot of rewinds turn to mush. Treat this rewind section like its own little mix with rolls. Foreground is the repitch tape drag. That's what people follow. Midground is the smear pad. Quiet, wide, emotional. Background is the reverse suck and the echo tail. Filtered, tucked, supportive. If everything is equally loud, the moment doesn't read as rewind. It reads as mess. So make choices and keep a clear lead sound. Common mistakes to avoid while you're building. If your tape stop vibe sounds fake, check warp mode. Repitch is the default for realism. If your low end turns to goo, you probably included sub in the print. Keep sub separate, or at least high pass the printed rewind around 120 to 200 Hz. If it doesn't feel like a rewind, you probably didn't give it silence. If the drop feels small, you probably kept everything wide. Narrow right before the silence so the drop feels huge. And watch gain staging. Stretched audio can spike in weird places. Clip gain or a light limiter is your friend.